Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy Faith, Already in Progress.
It's amazing how the Lord just revealed that to me. Isn't that something, Mike? I had power and authority, and all the time I'm trying to get him healed and everything. Never one time did I say, "You devil of hell, I command you to get away from him and stop blinding his mind." Yeah. Wow. But the Lord just showed me, if I did that a lot quicker, he'd have been healed a lot quicker. Is God a mighty God, Franz? He is out of this world, isn't he? Wow. Now then. Let's go back to this scripture in Matthew 17. Matthew 17. I think we're down to about verse 18 and 19 or 20 or somewhere along there. Then came the disciples of Jesus. Okay. Verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" You know, first of all, in the Baptist church that I was in as a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and everything else, I never tried to cast out a demon out of nobody, and I sure never asked why it didn't work. Because I didn't expect it to work. I didn't know I could do these kind of things. All that was right there in the book, I didn't know. But at least these boys, you know, they knew that Jesus had given them power and authority, and they believed it. But then when they tried it on this boy, it didn't work. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" Let's see what Jesus said in verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your..." What? "For verily I say unto you..." There's that big word again. "If. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, 'Remove hence to yonder place,' and it shall remove." And That just more than you can stomach, that next line. Is that true? "And what? And nothing shall be impossible unto you." So what is the problem in the church? Right here, standing right here and sitting right there in that pew. That's the problem. Unbelief. That's exactly right. Unbelief. When you say, "But I don't have unbelief." Let me tell you, I can remember one night right here in this building a couple of years ago when we went to Christy and Eric's party. Actually, it wasn't their party. It was all there. It was Christmas. When we come home, Cheryl brought the cake right through here, right through the kitchen, right there. Went in there and put it in the refrigerator. She come right back out through here. And as she went through it to the ministry center in the media room, she stumbled over a box and fell down and hit her knee on the ground, on the concrete. She jammed her hand into the wall. She ran her head into the wall. And I mean, big old knots was coming up. Her hand was swelling. Her knee was swelling. It was black and everything else. And she called me on the phone and said, "Honey, help, I'm hurt." I went running around there. And as soon as I saw her laying there on the floor, I looked and saw everything. And I saw what did. I says, "Woman, I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the swelling. I rebuke the pain. You are now healed. It says God said in his word, I can ask for anything and he'll do it." I said, "Are you in agreement with me that you are healed with no pains, no swelling, no nothing?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Then get up." She said, "But honey, I'm hurt." I said, "I thought you said you wasn't hurt. Now you're saying you are hurt." I said, get up. "But honey," I said, get up. It's terrible when a man beats his wife like that. You know that? But I got a hold of her hand, began to drag her up. She said, "I know I'm going to have swelling." I said, "No, don't say that." I said, "There's going to be no swelling. There's going to be no swelling. Your arm, your head is going to be fine." "But honey," I said, "No." Aren't you glad the man has all the authority?
Yes.
If the woman had the authority there, we'd have lost that one that night. Because she was looking at her physical flesh. Yeah. I got her up there and I said, come on, let's go back to the bedroom. You're going to be okay. But honey, I said, I don't want to hear it. Come on, come on, let's go. So we took back here. We went, got back there and she said, I got to look in the mirror and see how bad this is swelled. I said, no, it's not swelled. There's going to be no swelling. Do you think this old guy's got some crazy faith in him somewhere? But you know, I mean, what did the word say? If I believe and have no doubt in my heart, what can I do, young lady? What can I do? Now, is God, does he really mean all that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now you see why I was being so mean to my wife, right? At the time, she wasn't understanding what was going on. But I'm telling you, I got her up and I wouldn't let, every time she started to say, I'm going to look in the mirror, I said, no, there's no swelling, there's no bruises. I spoke, no swelling, no bruises. You're healed. There ain't no broken bones. Everything's perfect in your body in the name of Jesus. I'm not taking no for an answer. So in a little while, she come to bed. She says, I am so glad I'm married to you. She said, all my pain's gone. All my bruises are gone. She woke up the next morning. Of course, the first thing she did, went in there and looked in the mirror. And guess what?
It was perfect.
It was perfect. She didn't have any swelling or anything. Somebody would say, Thurman, I can't believe you're so mean to your wife. Let me tell you what, it produces good results. If you get mean with her in the Lord, he'll back you. Now, you better not go to beating on her, you know, when, you know these Muslims that are trying to come to America, that are trying to take over the world, they're trying to get Sharia law in there so the man can beat his wife. I mean, that's not what God meant. And I'll tell you what, you know, whenever these people that are coming to America, all these, especially these Muslims, I just cannot overemphasize the fact this is not a peaceful religion. This is a religion of death. This is a religion of killing. Don't you ever make friends with a Muslim. Don't you ever turn your back on a Muslim. You can talk to them about Jesus, remembering that the devil in them you have all power and authority over. You can kick that devil out of them. You can get them saved, just like I did, like I've done many people. You can get them saved. You can get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Once you get a Muslim converted to a Christian, they're no longer a Muslim, they're a Christian. When they become a Christian, now then, they're just like you and me. They got the same Holy Spirit we got, and we can trust them. But as long as they're a Muslim, you can't turn your back on one. Don't you dare trust one of them. You know, and I got a feeling before this is all over, there's going to be a war in America between the Muslims and the Christians. Because in all these other countries where Muslims are, do you know they're killing Christians all over the place? The only problem is those Muslims don't have any guns. I mean, those Christians don't have any guns. Over here, we got guns. We are well armed. And that's the only thing that's going to prevent them from taking over our country. That's it. You know, so if you've never had to fight, I hope it doesn't come to this. But if it does, you better be ready to fight. I went to Vietnam to fight for this country. I took a chance on losing my life, and several of my friends died in Vietnam. So let me tell you, and let it all be heard, I am not going to come back to this country and lay down and watch somebody else come over here and take this country over without a fight. I will fight to the death. The thing about it is, when I see a Christian woman that has married a Muslim man, I want to just punch her in the nose. You know, because that's what they're doing. We are so dumb to let them come over here and marry into our families, to marry one of our women, and he is a Muslim man, and then when they have two or three or four kids, he teaches those kids all about Sharia law and how to be a Muslim and how to love Allah and kill for Allah. And, you know, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. So anyway, I didn't plan to get off on that, but just right there, that just happened to come out. Don't trust a Muslim. Kick the devil out of them, get them saved, but don't trust one of them. Now, don't befriend one of them. You know, they will tell you, we're a religion of peace, but that's a lie. They are not a religion of peace. You know, I know people that'll say, you know, Thurman, you've lost your mind for sure now. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Those Muslims, they come to take over this country. And you can look at every country that was a Christian nation on earth. Lebanon was a wonderful Christian nation. And they came in slowly, one by one. And they begin to take over. Oh, but we're a Muslim. We're a religion of peace. And they tried to convince them, and they let them come in, and they came in, and they came in. And then all of a sudden, when they begin to get 5 or 10% Muslim, they begin to start demanding people go to mosque and convert to Allah, or we kill you. And by the time they're 50%, forget it. It's over. They take over. Now, do you want that to happen in America? I don't either. And I'm not going to let it happen on my watch. You know, I ain't going to let it happen on my watch. Praise God. Like I say, somebody said, well, you know, you're 77 years old. You're too old to fight. Let me tell you what, I can still pull the trigger on a gun. I might be tougher than you think I am. I might be tougher than you think. But I definitely know I can pull the trigger on a gun. Don't come into my house trying to take over the place, because I am well armed. And I will shoot. Somebody said, you don't want to shoot nobody. No, you come messing around my property. You come in with a bunch of Muslims trying to take over this country. I will take you out. I will. So praise the Lord. We're going to pray and do things right. What time is it? 15 minutes to 4? Okay, so let's see what we got here. See where we stopped at. Because of your unbelief. They asked the Lord, why could we not heal this boy? You know, that would make you think that it's God's will to heal everybody. You know that? Yeah, it almost confirms what the Word says, doesn't it? I'm the God that forgives all of your iniquities, and I'm the God that heals how many of your diseases?
All.
So we don't believe that. And Jesus said unto them, you couldn't heal this boy because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's almost beyond comprehension to think that God would make a statement like that and then give it to us, and we just don't believe what he said. What's the next verse say? Howbeit, this kind of what? This kind of demon? This kind of unbelief? This kind of lack of faith? Whatever he's talking about, howbeit this kind, whatever he's talking about, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So what's the answer to get to the point where you can get somebody healed? Pray and fast.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.